And we're going to stay with COVID and talk now to Professor James McInerney, who's the head of the School of Life Sciences at the University of Nottingham. Professor McInerney, good morning.
Good morning.
And George Lee, our science correspondent, they're talking about the variants now that are emerging. And I know, and we've all learned an awful lot, this virus mutates all the time, but this UK-identified variant, we're told it's no more deadly, it's no more virulent, but it is highly transmissible. What are the concerns, though, about this variant and the other variants that are emerging on the behaviour of the virus?
Okay, so it's very interesting, actually. Today's the 22nd of January, and it's the major variant in Ireland. I did an interview on the 22nd of December where I was asked the question, do I think that the virus would come to Ireland? So life comes around quick with this virus, you know, it changes a lot. The major problems we have with new variants of various kinds are we're worried or concerned about them if they become more transmissible. We're concerned about them if they cause a more severe kind of disease. And there's three variants of concern right now around the world. So the one that's now the major one in Ireland and certainly is the major one here in the UK, B.1.1.7, that's taken the form of being more transmissible. But the South African one, which is called 501Y, so they have strange names, I know, but 501YV2, that one is of concern because there is at least some circumstantial evidence that people are being reinfected. That is to say that they caught the first... they caught COVID some time ago, but this new variant can reinfect. And so there's some evidence that's happened, and there's some lab work recently in the last few days that has shown that convalescent plasma, that is to say plasma from people who've caught COVID previously, that plasma isn't neutralizing this new 501Y variant of the virus. And so the concern there is both reinfections and also the possibility that it might be able to evade the immune system. Mm-hmm. And the variant called P1 from Manaus in Brazil, that's been detected first in Manaus, that one does look like it is causing reinfections. That the any immunity that arose from being infected the first time around, that immunity is not protecting you against P1. So the typical kinds of things that we're seeing are faster spread or evasion of the immune response in some ways. So reinfections happening.
So is Boris Johnson right when he says and said yesterday that the vaccines can be tweaked to match these new variants?
Yes.
And he indicated they could be got through the regulatory authorities fairly speedily.
So there's been no test of this, that second part of what you said, the regulatory authorities and how they will view this, and they will be independent of what Boris Johnson says. But I did actually call some colleagues as well in the last week to have a chat about this very thing, and there's kind of a consensus that probably the regulatory hurdles to be jumped through would not be as severe the second time around. You would not have to do a 6 or 9 month clinical trial. So yes, he's right about swapping it out. So these new platforms, these new kinds of vaccine, you know, if I likened the vaccine particle, if you like, to maybe a house, it's like swapping out a brick in the house and changing it for a new brick. And in which case, what we're talking about here is swapping out some of the genetic material that's in the vaccine, so the mRNA, just swapping a small bit of that out and replacing with another bit. It shouldn't change the overall characteristics of the vaccine, we feel, but it would provide protection for these new variants.
Now, the EU meeting yesterday, EU leaders worried about the variants and the transmissibility of the variants, worried about requiring more and further lockdowns. Boris Johnson again yesterday talking about lockdown potentially going on into the summer in the UK, going on here at least into late February, March. Is there another way?
Well, you know, I opened by saying that on the 22nd of December, I was being asked, you know, on I think it was News at One, do you think that this virus, this new variant, the B.1.1.7 from the UK, do I think that it could come to Ireland? Now it's your major variant. Introgression, moving from one place to another, is the major cause of spread of this. I mean, it sounds obvious, but it is. So, you know, not wishing to point out the obvious, but Ireland is an island. you know, it can be, you know, sealed. You know, your previous correspondent, I think it was George Lee, was on there, and he was saying that, you know, that lots of people that are coming into Ireland, you know, the screening isn't working or whatever, 40%. I mean, you don't travel when you're sick, you travel when you're asymptomatic, right? You don't think you've got the virus. There are ways of quarantining. There are ways of allowing people into Ireland, but making sure that they're not bringing virus with them. I mean, I don't want to be... It seems obvious to me what to do. It seems obvious that you've got to take a New Zealand strategy, or else you're going to be in and out of lockdown for the rest of the year and maybe into 2022, who knows. There is a way out. It is to seal up your borders. And within the country, it is to drive that virus down to zero. And you almost had that done by last July.
All right. Professor James McInerney, thank you very much for joining us. 26 minutes past 7.